The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. And with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of Talk Radio, a new talk media, we're here as we normally are each week at this time to recap what is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in the story department and the people department as well. Research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And then after we go through the list, sometimes we pick out a few of the items of the day that are worthy of more consideration. Maybe things that are going on in the world of conversation radio. All the good stuff. If you're a fan of News Talk Radio, this is the place to be for the next hour. So, Michael, let's kick it off with you doing the honors.
All right. Thank you very much. Here are the juicy stories.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. You didn't sound like you really meant that. You said thank you very much. Kind of as a throw-off. You didn't really sound like you were excited.
Well,
given a big introduction.
I appear in a lot of places, Doug. This is one of the smaller shows.
One of many that you... Okay, all right.
And have you applied for higher status in terms of the Michael Harrison Energy Department?
I have not, but I'll
okay,
have to
work
on
this
week.
Forms. We're going to send you some forms.
Really?
And if you're approved,
uh-huh,
we will really get exciting.
Okay.
All right, here we go. How's that?
That's much better.
At number 10... At number 10, we have the NBA and the NHL playoffs.
We could add some ambiance to this by using the big voiced announcer if you'd like to go.
No, that's so hokey. I don't like to be
number
part of that.
10. Well, I'd like to.
That's that, when I'm not here, you use that for filler.
Yeah.
At number 9, the Tom Brady suspension reinstatement. This is horrible. At number 8, Dennis Hastert was sentenced. Hastert.
Reinstated to jail.
Huh?
Where he ought to be. Reinstated, you were talking about Brady suspension reinstated. Well, Hastert reinstated in the minds of people as to what a cretin he is.
Mm. At number 7, the Colorado gay wedding cake case. At number 6, the Obama Europe trip. At number 5, the death of Prince and opioid addiction. At number 4, North Korea's missile test. At number 3, gender identification and bathroom issues. And at number 2, we have the European terror investigation and U.S. Syria military policy. At number 1, the greatest reality show in the history of reality shows, the 2016 presidential race. The people on our survey, at number 10, Tom Brady. At number 9, Dennis Hastert. Prince is at 8, Kim Jong-un at 7. At number 6, Salah Abdeslam. At number 5, Bernie Sanders, Ted Cruz and John Kasich at number 4. At number 3 is Hillary. At number 2 is Donald. And at number 1 is President Barack Obama. And there
Wait
you go.
Wait a minute. What happened to Carly Fiorina?
Carly Fiorina is sort of like mixed in there with Ted Cruz.
Really?
You know, she really could be on this survey.
Have you heard some of the audio playing on some of the better and more creative talk radio programs the last couple of days since Cruz announced he's going to pick her and all the things that she said about him? She said about him, but
I don't know
running?
I don't know what Cruz was thinking. I mean, sometimes whether you like Cruz or not, he seems like a pretty smart guy. Whether you like him or not, he doesn't like seem stupid. All right, really? Let's give him that.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't know why would he do that?
Okay, so here's another question that's even better. During the course of the week, it became obvious in listening to two or three radio programs. The host of which seemed to have had the inside scoop. Somehow or other, it has come out that certain talk radio personalities were paid by Ted Cruz and or his interests to be supportive of him. And since that has come out, there appears to be I'm not sure what the right word is, because I don't know. When I hear things like that, I just wonder what the motivation is for people at this point to bring that up. Am I surprised? No. I guess I'm disappointed at some of my brethren who would do that. But then you think about a lot of other stuff. I mean, I get paid to endorse certain things, super beets and various gizmos that are good for your health and stuff, my pillow and things like that. So is this any different? You are the expert in talk radio. How do you?
Well, first of all, you're disappointed in your brethren, but you're assuming that they're guilty.
I believe a couple of them have admitted to it, or somebody in the Cruz campaign has said, we paid these guys to support us.
I don't believe it.
You don't?
I believe there might be some small-time hosts out there that would take some money, but I don't believe that the names that have been, you know, thrown
mentioned
around.
Okay.
I think they're too proud, and I don't think it's the case. However, there's a cozy relationship between those that are regulated and those that regulate, between those that advertise and those that do the editorial around them.
Right.
I mean, this is capitalism, and you're never going to find complete separation between the money and the products.
So people who are all indignant about it ought not to be indignant because it's part of doing business.
Well, I don't want to condone it because there are certain rules that if you break certain rules, you are running afoul of the law, and thus you are engaging in criminal conduct. However, in terms of the areas where it's legal but just unsavory, well, that runs rampant throughout our culture.
Mm-hmm.
So are you following what I'm saying?
I do. I agree with you 100% too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
If there are laws that if you take money for something and then you go and you endorse it on the radio, on FCC-regulated AM and FM stations. We're not talking about the Internet.
Sirius or podcast.
We're not talking about Sirius. We're talking about AM and FM radio, which is regulated by the FCC. Everything else is unregulated.
Mm-hmm.
And you endorse a product. If you say that these super beats really are good, you use them and they help you go to the bathroom regularly, and you don't use them, and you don't go to the bathroom regularly, you're now breaking federal law.
On that note, we'll pause for a moment, and you can take a bathroom break, because the FCC says it's okay for you to do it. 13 after the hour here on the Countdown.
You're invited to the Jared Diamond Jewelry Spectacular, April 27th through May 1st. Join us for this exclusive event featuring our best prices of the season. Jared has carefully curated an amazing selection to help you find the one ideal gift for her. Don't miss the Jared Diamond Jewelry Spectacular, April 27th through May 1st. The one gift she's sure to love. That's why he went to Jared. Pandora, Omega, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings. Buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
16 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the charts for the week of April 25th to the 29th. We are talking about the presidential race and implications that have come from some folks that people in talk radio may have taken some money from the Ted Cruz campaign, and how it doesn't really make much difference whether they did or they didn't. The acknowledgement is that we do things. We're a commercial medium, and whether you, it may not be, I don't know what the right word is, kosher, or it may make your skin crawl, but it isn't illegal, and in fact, it's done.
Well, it's only illegal if it isn't disclosed.
Okay. All right.
What I was trying to explain is that if you're under the regulation of the FCC, you have to disclose to the audience and you have to disclose to the IRS mm-hmm. that you were taking in money
right.
for performing that service.
Yep.
Then you could do anything. You mm-hmm. you can just whore the station out if you want to.
Ooh.
Yes, I know. But it had an impact. This is theater of the mind.
Yes, it
and,
is.
And if you don't disclose it, then you are breaking tax laws, and you're also breaking FCC rules for disclosure. So back during the payola days, when major disc jockeys were fired and put in jail because it was found out that they were taking money from the record companies for playing certain records, saying they're great and making them hits, they got in trouble because they didn't disclose it.
Right. As soon as everybody, Dick Clark came right out and said, I'm taking money. I remember guys on Boston's WBZ, Dave Maynard, I said, I'm taking dough. They give me a car. I got this. I got that. Mm-hmm. And nobody said boo to him.
Right.
There was another, Alan Derry was another disc jockey in Boston who said, I get paid for doing this, that, or the other thing. Nobody bothered him. It's that you were right. So right, Michael. The people who said, no, that didn't happen to me. I didn't do that. And they found out. It's kind of like Denny Hastert and so many of these other people, Roger Clemens. They didn't grab him. They didn't get him for taking the juice, or Hastert for really doing what he did. But they get him for lying about the facts. That's how people end up going to jail. And that was the story with payola. They mm-hmm. The people said, no, that didn't happen. And, oh, well, what about the copy of this check that's made out to you? Oh, really? Well, I must have forgotten about it. Oh, you know.
Yeah. Well, they often get them for tax evasion.
Yeah.
Because they're getting income, even if it's, you know, under the table, ugly income, dirty right. income, mm-hmm. because the government wants its piece of that.
Yeah.
And but again, there's two rules. One is you have to disclose the facts to the listeners if you're on the radio regulated by FCC. You can't endorse a restaurant. I eat there every night. It's great. And if it proof came out you didn't eat there every night, and you're the one doing the endorsement, if you're reading the copy, you know, where you're just an announcer, that's fine. But if you are saying, you're a friendly radio host, that
I feel
trust,
the blank host, yes, right.
And I love the hamburgers at Joe's Hamburger Joint, and it's uh-huh. proven that you'd never ate there, you're actually breaking the law.
Right.
Isn't that funny?
I can remember. I can remember a television personality when I was a kid in Boston who was touting a certain type of milk on the air. And he didn't realize the mic and the camera were still on.
Oh, boy.
So after he'd done the spot, you know, the host back in the day would do their own commercials.
Yep.
And after the mic was, or after he thought the camera was off and the spot was over and they had gone to something else, he said, this milk really is, I think he said something like it sucks or whatever it is. And he lost his job.
Well, that's a whole other story in terms of, you know, being exposed,
leaving the mic on.
Leaving a mic or a camera on. Oh, yeah.
Right.
There are big stories about that in the history of broadcasting.
Right. Yep, there really are. All right, and we're here to underscore the history of broadcasting, at least for this past week anyway. The News Talk Radio World, number one radio format. This is The Countdown.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Talk Radio media magnate Michael Harrison. Look at all that alliteration there. Wowie zowie. Michael and I obviously enjoy each other's company. Hopefully you do as well, as we go through every week for an hour all the things, the documentation of the top stories, the big people, things that are being discussed on national and local radio. You know, I've never asked you this in this way. This would be a good, an interesting forum for us to have. The Talkers annual seminar, by the way, is May 20th in New York, or actually on Long Island at Hofstra University. I'm going to do the program, this program from there that weekend. The focus on what is local and what isn't. You know, we have a lot of people, this is a national program, and I do four national programs every week. And they are heard, obviously, on local radio stations.
What nations? But,
the nation, the Cherokee
nation. Go on, I'm sorry.
Remember that old Indian reservation? That's a whole different...
Don't get in trouble. Go ahead.
No. Anyway, so the idea of what is a local story, there are ways of interpreting this. And so for those who are listening that are discerning, I wanted to kind of have Michael's read on this, because local to me means, for example, when I was a kid growing up, I was on the Framingham radio station for 13 years. And I did a talk program, and all I did was talk about what was going on in Framingham, and maybe Boston, and maybe once in a while Massachusetts. But I rarely talked about what was going on in the country, because you could get that elsewhere. And now, as we see people saying, well, the emphasis is on local again, but yet I listen to some of these stations when it comes to issues, and the local hosts, all they're talking about is the presidential campaign. Or they're talking about things that have national implication and import, and they try to make it relevant to the local scene, but it sometimes doesn't sound any different listening to a local show than it does listening to a national show.
Yeah.
And I wondered what your take on that was.
Well, my take is it's just the definition of the word local. Some stations think it's local because it's emanating from their local studio and it's a local host, and that whatever they talk about is irrelevant to the definition of local. Mm-hmm. Others consider it not just that the show is emanating from their studios and in their station and that it's local hosts, but they're talking specifically about issues of particular importance and relevance to that local area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you say, okay, well, I'm going to talk about the presidential race, but I'm going to make it apply to our area, you're kind of hedging on it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And usually people do that because they really want to emulate the national hosts.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to be discovered and get a national syndicated or network show.
Right.
Or they just feel that that's more interesting than what's going on with the local garbage collection or local scandals.
Mm.
And they want in on the action. So it's blurry.
Well, some people are clever at it. We have a station in Tucson, KQTH, that carries this program. One of the hosts, a guy named John Justice, and he's pretty clever about taking things that are national. He had a take on Beyonce and the controversy over lemonade, which is a fairly well-discussed item this past week. And he didn't. It didn't sound like he was applying it just to Tucson, but I'm sure plenty of people in Tucson were listening to it because they're interested in Beyonce's music and all the other stuff that goes with her and what goes on in her life. There are a lot of people in Tucson who would like to listen to Beyonce and get a copy of her new album, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's kind of what I'm talking about, in a way.
I understand what you're talking about. I explained it to you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Just for clarification for people who wanted to know, maybe an example, the presidential race you can't stay away from. There's no way, whether you're doing a local or national program, you can stay away from it. But then there's some other things that come, and you can put sort of a color into them. I have one more thought on this that I'll pass along to you and our listeners in a matter of moments. The business of local versus national. What constitutes local broadcasting? Right now, 28 past the hour is our time on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings. Buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center. This weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon. In-store and online.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Now 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the hot hits discussed and other things that are ancillary to what we do on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where you can also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all the things that are an important part, a congruent part, of our business. Very interesting things going on here. I love the fact that I've been able to be associated with Michael in this world, this wonderful world of conversation, every day of my life for a lot of years. It's kind of cool. So if you're just joining us, we were talking about what constitutes local radio And Michael, as usual, did a great job of sort of defining it in different ways, because it may mean something different to different markets, different stations, et cetera, et cetera. But more to the point of that was something that I think of. I find watching television news to be harmful to my health, frankly. So I have, because all I do is yell at the television.
Well, local television news is generally a disgrace.
Awful. And so that's the point, differentiating between local and national. They'll say, as they go, local, first with local news at 4 a.m., or first with local, and the first story is about a fire that's taking place in Seattle, and this station is in Jacksonville, Tennessee. I mean, it's just incredible how they have twisted and turned it, or just because of ignorance. A local news broadcast, in my mind, ought to be about what is going on locally. You can find the national stuff out any place, but it's just lazy broadcasting.
Well, they also don't want you to go any place, though. They don't want you to go away. They want to give you the thinking behind that is that they don't want you to go to CNN or to ABC. They want you to stay there, so they'll tell you national, and then they'll tell you local.
Well, but
anyway,
CNN and
local news is a tease. Yeah. It's just one big tease.
Yep.
They put more work into the tease than they do in the story.
Oh, yeah. The stories are flip, flap, flop. Just fluff. Flip, flap, fluffy, flush.
And it's definitely, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah.
You go to a major city like New York City or L.A., Chicago, Boston, Detroit. St. Louis, and you watch the local news, most of the stories are crime. Most of the stories are mayhem.
Yeah.
Death, destruction, and misery.
Yeah. Yeah. And so under the circumstances, what do you do? I saw a TV that was one of the Boston stations, matter of fact, and the promo for the 11 o'clock news for the I-Team. The I-Team was focused on how you should be cleaning your toilet, because what's in your toilet could kill you. That was the spotlight story, and that's what they promoted through the course of the evening's broadcast, various shows on CBS. Your toilet could kill you.
Coming up at 11.
Yeah, right.
Your toilet can kill you.
Exclusive. Why college kids are mowing lawns for free. Mm-hmm. We'll have that in-depth expose when we continue right after these words. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Okay, so let's go from the silly to the ridiculous to the sublime. This happened to me once, and it is one of the most... I wish I could find it, and I can't find it right now, because Rich McFadden, who works with me Monday through Friday, the Good Day Show, has this audio, and I don't think we can... I can ask Kara, who's producing this program with us, to find it. We had a well-known singer on the program, and she fell asleep during the interview.
Kara fell asleep, or the singer fell asleep?
No, the singer fell asleep. It was Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle fell asleep on
your
show?
Patti LaBelle fell asleep on my program.
What a tribute to the excitement factor.
Okay,
and you were complaining about me earlier not having energy?
Okay,
what are you, Donald Trump and I'm Jeb Bush?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it could be. Maybe Bernie
low
Sanders.
Low energy, low
you
energy.
You don't have dandruff. So, Mark Davis, who is quite a good broadcaster, I have a lot of respect for him, does a program in Dallas. And he was on the air with somebody, and I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, a congressman or a senator or something. He was interviewing somebody, and it was an important conversation. So we're going to pick it up just before the person being interviewed falls asleep.
One of the most the last things Dave Weigel did last night was a quote from Newt Gingrich in which he said, Washington elites mock Trump for mispronouncing Tanzania. They don't get that the most important word that he pronounces is America. Tell me why you thought that was an important point. Dave? Dave? Hi, Dave.
Yes?
Hi. Did you catch the last question?
I did, yeah.
No.
Sorry, I'm in a place where I can't hear very well.
Right, of course you are.
That's really sad. That's embarrassing.
Well, Mark handled it well. He's a good broadcaster.
There's a famous sports talk show host in New York who's simulcast on TV.
First name Mike?
Yeah. And he's a sensation.
He's a sensation. Yeah.
But what's so funny is that when they have these cameras in the studio, sometimes radio broadcasters forget that they're on TV too.
Right.
And he fell asleep.
Oh, he did.
while a listener or somebody was talking, you could see he was nodding off. And of course, with him, it only increased his ratings because it's all part of his bad boy image.
Right.
But it can happen, I guess. But that was embarrassing. I mean, could you imagine falling asleep when you're being asked a question? Thank goodness he snored. Otherwise, he would just think he lost his connection.
Right, exactly. Or for worse, he could have dropped dead.
That's happened,
where
too.
Where he was. It has happened.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Have you ever fallen, honest now, ever fallen asleep on the air?
No.
Never?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Come close?
All the time.
Whenever really?
No.
Whenever you're on here?
No, I've never fallen asleep or come close to falling
I did once. It was.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Well, when you say on the air, you mean when a record was playing?
No, actually, it was doing talk.
Oh my gosh!
It was when I had. I was in my studio at in Los Angeles. I had flown to L.A. from Boston, and the plane was late. And I'm supposed to be on the air at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't get into the house till 2:40, and I didn't sleep on the plane. And so I went in and I got myself organized. And oftentimes when I do, I just have a couple of glass of orange juice or something that'll give me enough sugar to wake me up. I don't drink coffee. And I was a couple, 3 hours into it. And I fell asleep. Somebody else was talking. And I knew I could feel my eyes were so heavy. You know how you get to that point when you just doze? I dove into the microphone. I hit the microphone. It woke me up.
Well, you're amazing. I mean, you keep amazing hours. You travel. Yeah. You're an Iron Man.
Just one of those things, though. It's just funny to hear somebody fall asleep and then to have some fun with it, because we need to have more. Everything's so serious. You were talking about. I thought about Trump and what you were saying about the fact that after all, you can apply to any number of things, but after all of the things that have been said and done, Trump is the last man standing. And there are a lot of broadcasters who have survived because they just stuck it out. And they are going to be successful because they've stuck it out. And with Trump, I think the same thing is going on. Maybe we'll talk about that in a moment. Let's pause, though, first. 43 after the hour here on the countdown.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals in over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Odds are half of you have gum disease. Nearly 50% of adults 30 and up have some form of periodontal disease, with that number spiking to 65% in adults over 65. Dr. Wayne Aldridge, president of the American Academy of Periodontology, tells us why a visit to a periodontist should be on your radar.
Gums are the foundation for healthy teeth and an important part of a spectacular smile. Red or swollen gums, bleeding when flossing, receding gums, or bad breath are signs of periodontal disease, which requires evaluation by a periodontist.
Gum disease can also lead to diabetes and heart disease and is a leading cause of tooth loss. But good news, Dr. Aldridge says gum disease can be prevented or reversed.
Brushing twice daily, regular flossing, an annual comprehensive periodontal evaluation, and visits with a periodontist will help keep your gums and your smile in good shape.
So love the gums you're with and visit gumbler.org. That's GUMBLR.org to find a periodontist, take a quiz, and learn more.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is
why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Shop Kohl's Friday 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and take 70% off a gift of fine jewelry for mom. 45 to 60% off Sonoma Goods for Life apparel. And 40 to 50% off a new handbag or wallet. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And now you can buy online, pick up in store. Skip the shipping fee and get it today. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. Hours may vary by store. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
47 past the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here as we review the items that were big this past week. Nothing is bigger than Donald Trump, so I wondered, if you go to talkers.com, you'll see Michael's weekly podcast called Up Close and Far Out, in which he talks to some of the brilliant brains that are a part of the talk radio world. And this week you talk to Joe Piscopo, who is such an unlikely character to have become a good host, only because he was so identified with SNL and so identified with movies and stuff. And here he's become quite a good talk show host in New York, right?
Yeah, he's an excellent talk show host, and he comes from radio. He originally was a radio broadcaster.
I didn't know that.
Really? Yeah, I'll tell you something. This Piscopo conversation's got legs. Everybody seems to be enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the current Up Close and Far Out. If people want to hear it, it's upcloseandfarout.com, and you can go right to it.
So what does he think of Donald Trump?
Piscopo is funny. He's very, very good at not necessarily endorsing anybody.
Really?
And I don't listen to his show every day, and I didn't talk to him about Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get into politics with him other than
no.
the fact that he's a moderate conservative, and he works at a conservative station.
Right.
And how he handles that, because the station is generally more conservative than he is.
Right.
And it's more evangelical religious than he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Catholic, and it's got an evangelical, you know, underpinning to it.
Right.
And he does it well because he doesn't get into those type of things. And he's a very funny guy, very likable.
Is he funny? Funny on the air. I know he's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's funny. He's a funny guy. We do a lot of laughing.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good host, and he's doing very well. He's in his third year now as the host of a morning show on the News Talk station owned by Salem in New York, which is, you know, not chopped liver.
No, it's a great audience.
But unlike people like Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, for a while John Belushi before he left, Piscopo has not enjoyed a major post-Saturday Night Live mega career. It just hasn't happened. He made some movies, but he's not a movie star. So the guy's making a living playing nightclubs and doing radio.
Yeah. Is he talking about his nightclub? What's his nightclub shtick?
Jokes, old stories, and a half hour of Frank Sinatra imitations.
Really?
Yeah.
He does brilliant Sinatra impressions.
He does Sinatra better than anybody.
Yeah.
Amazing.
How did he get started doing that?
When he was auditioning at the Improv as a young comic.
Really? Good for him. Well, that's a good insight. UpCloseAndFarOut.com. You can check it out also at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, joining us now is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a college professor, someone who really knows his way around the law. And thus we take a gander at some of the stories that have made it into the top ten this week, Steve, with the first thing being Tom Brady's suspension, the legal aspects of that going to the Supreme Court. Come on, that can't be something they're really considering.
Well, the Brady team may want to appeal to the Supreme Court, but it's limited the cases that the United States Supreme Court takes, and most likely they wouldn't take this one. You know, it actually would be interesting for the Supreme Court, because the issue isn't whether Brady deflated footballs or not, because that's not part of what they review when you've got administrative hearing. Instead, what they're doing is was fundamental fairness found in this particular type of hearing. But I don't see I don't see the Supreme Court taking it. I don't see the entire Circuit Court of Appeals hearing it. I think this case is over, even for we in New England who are Brady supporters.
Right. All right. Sentencing of Denny Hastert and what he could have got versus what he did get, and the nuance of this really being about him lying and not about what he did to those kids.
Yeah, and you know, that's where you really hit it on the head, Doug, because you know, this was, if this was something dealing with the child molestation charges and that he admitted to, I mean, this is, there's no question that there was child abuse here. If that were, if those were the cases, then there'd be a much higher sentence, but that wasn't it. In fact, what we have banking laws that require you to provide an explanation when you take out more than $10,000 in cash. He took out like about $1.4 million, but what he did was he made it in $9,000 amounts to avoid that regulation. Well, it doesn't avoid the regulation. He got caught, and he was actually stupid enough, because they weren't investigating him for this, to say, well, actually, I took this out because I was being extorted by these young men. Well, the investigation showed it wasn't extortion necessarily by them. It was the fact that he had been a child abuser. Statute of limitations has run on those. He's got all kinds of problems of his own, including health. He got 15 months, which probably was even a little bit excessive when you consider the crime for which he was actually sentenced.
Well, but we all know, like when O.J. got sentenced for backing into that place in Las Vegas, it wasn't about that. It was about, let's get even for what he did before that we didn't catch him for.
And as a matter of fact, I had absolutely no problem with that. I remember talking
right,
to
exactly.
someone, well, he's being treated more harsh. I said, yeah, the murderer is being treated more harshly. No problem with that at all, and no problem with Hastert either.
All right. Investigating Prince's death and the legalities surrounding those prescriptions that he was given. Is this another Michael Jackson or not?
No, we don't know. It's early on, and you liken it to the investigation with Michael Jackson, and his physician was criminally convicted and did some time. Yeah, you know, there are a lot of physicians out there who are giving prescriptions improperly, and whether that happened or whether it was Prince who was manipulating the system, getting prescriptions that he shouldn't have, or maybe this was just a horrible accident, and the prescription drugs he has were legitimate prescriptions, and it was a total accident. You know, we're going to have to see what happens.
We review the issues, many of them that have legal implications, with Steve Wiseman from the Top Ten. I think number three this week is that gender identification issue, going into the bathrooms, what happens if you do or you don't, if you're a boy or a girl, if you've changed or whatever. This is a situation that almost seems silly, except it has its serious overtones or underbelly.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of sad that we're in this discussion, and I agree with you. There's so many important things, but I think at its essence, it's talking about discrimination against people who maybe we didn't even notice this kind of discrimination before. This is going to be a growing problem because a number of states, it isn't just North Carolina, others including Arizona and some municipalities are starting to put in these regulations. And, you know, one thing I want to point out here, your privacy is just fine, because if somebody's going into that ladies' room and they are identifying themselves as a woman but physically may be considered a man, they're going in a stall anyway. So everybody's going to have their privacy. I think it's a matter of us getting a greater understanding of people who just, you know, are different from perhaps the mainstream, but that's part of life.
People who are different are hard to understand sometimes. You're right about that. All right. Thank you, Steve. Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Check out his website, Scamicide.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.